Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved one. Good evening to you. This is Minister James Browning of the Holistic Ministry Show. And I just want to welcome you to the lecture for today. And hopefully everything is working well today with the system. We had a little challenge before, but I guess that everything is going great today. So we will continue to move forward. All right. Well, I am on the planet now, on planet Earth, to do one thing, and to do one thing well, and that is to start a spiritual revolution. Okay, and I guess that the same thing goes for you, for everyone who's on the line as well, because they too are here for a spiritual revolution. There is no coincidence. You did not tune into the show by accident or coincidence. It is in the universe that you are listening and that you're on the line now. And we are just really grateful for you being here. It's great. And all of us right here, right now, are where we're supposed to be for this particular time. And we say thank you for being here on the show. So we're going to get started with the show today because there's a lot to cover today. And I am really excited about doing what I need to do here to get this done. So let's get started, okay? We're going to do prayer time, okay? So let's open up with a prayer that's really powerful in what we really need to do, okay? I am getting a little feedback from somebody's phone, so I need you to turn your volume down or either put your phone on mute, okay? But I am getting a little feedback. Okay, I think we have got that clear. Okay, let's go into prayer now. We're going to do prayer time. Okay. Father, Mother God, we give praise and thank you for this most marvelous and wonderful day that you have given us, another day of life and another day of living. And we know that everything is in divine order and everything is divinely as it should be and everything is orchestrated in the manner that it should be orchestrated in. So we say thank you, God. We know that you have allowed us to experience this day because we have work still to be done. We know that we are still on planet Earth because we have work to done. So we are moving forward. I thank you, beloved Mother, Father, God, for cleansing the show and opening up the show and allowing everything to do. I ask you, God, to remove all of me and become all of you. Let you, beloved I Am Present, work through me and come through me so that I may be able to provide a message, provide a service for those who are in need, who want it and open and receptive to be able to hear this. We say thank you, God, because we know that it is only through your love and compassion and your understanding and your awareness that you're allowing us to be able to do this. And we know that it is done in purpose, and I know that it is what is need to be done. So I thank you, God, for allowing it. I thank you. I call upon all the higher beings, all the archangels to come in now, especially Lord Michael, who works all the electronics and control of all the mechanical things on the planet. I thank you for allowing everything to flow good, and that I ask you to put your energy, put your white light of protection around this entire program today, and that it allow it to be. And all the other ascended hosts and ascended masters who are coming and who are helping and aiding. We call upon all the ancestors, all of the other angels that are working with us every day, and everyone who have personal connection with this show. We say thank you, God, for you are allowing us to come, and we are giving praises to the high for this most magnificent day. So we said thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and we are so grateful. Okay, so let's get started. Let's start moving through what we need to do. You know, most of you on this line have had hundreds of journeys on the planet Earth and other galaxies as well. So I say to you, wake up, sleeping giants. It's time for you to let your light shine. And in this show, some of you are going to be activated for the first time in your spiritual journey here, because there's something that will be needed for you to hear. Something that you need to hear for your spirit to wake you up, to make sure that you're able to come into this new state of awareness. So I say thank you for allowing it to be. It is time that we truly, truly stand up and be counted, because we truly are in the midst of a spiritual warfare. Like none other, this time is really, really serious that all the light workers stand up and take place of what needs to do. I know that that each one of you are feeling the pulling on the spiritual energy that is happening right now on the planet, because we are traveling into some times and spaces where usually we don't go. There's a shift taking place for those who are ready to go to that next level, but for those who are still dealing on a third dimensional plane, then right now times could be kind of challenging for you, and the energy could be very strange. But those who are ascending toward the fifth dimension are feeling the energy of the dread too, but they are at least moving in the right thing. And the most beautiful thing about this, we know that this energy is being affected right now, but the beautiful thing is that we have the power and the knowledge to shift the energy. You hear what I said? We, beloved ones, have the power and we have the energy to shift our energy. We can do this. We know how to do this. So thank God that we are conscious and that we are aware and that we are moving there in that state of understanding where we are at the point where we want to take control of our lives and no longer allow others to control us. Okay, we have the power to do this. First of all, I just want to praise God for allowing me to be here. You know, I don't take any day for granted, because every day I wake up, I know it's something special, and I know it only because of God's grace and for His love that I'm able to do, and I have not fulfilled my earthly purpose, because if I had done the purpose I needed to do, I am almost sure there would be no need for me to be here. And you know what? After I've done my work here, I wouldn't want to be here no way. So that would be an agreement that I would willingly accept and allow that to be. So I know that's good. And I have a heart. My heart is full of gratitude for you who also are here and have taken the time to be with us. And I also know that you are aware, and you have shown up and you have been here. So I say thank you for that. Last week and the last couple of weeks, I've had a real challenge with getting this program started. But you know what? I endured and I kept going, because there's a few people who really knew and saw what was going on, and they encouraged me and told me to keep going and to keep working through and keep pushing through. It is really good when you have people in your life that will support you and able to keep you going even when in the dark moments. It's very, very good, beloved ones, to have people in your life who will encourage you and keep you going. So I would just want to be able to give gratitude and thanks for those people who helped me to get through this program too. I realize that I came here to do a spiritual work. And I know that I'm in the right place at the right time. Right now, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I am thankful that after many, many years, I won't discuss how old I am, but I am well enough and going into the fourth quarter that I now truly understand what my purpose is and what it is that I need to do while I'm on the planet. And I'm grateful, because it took me many years to go. And when I felt, I always felt in my life that I had a calling on my life. I felt that I had some spiritual directions that I needed to go in, but I wasn't totally clear and what I needed to do. But I now know that I'm at this point in my life where I am truly connected with my purpose, and I'm determined not to go back. You know, when I was going through the process of trying to, last week, 2 weeks, get this show up off of the ground, I kept hearing a motto that I used in my head. Sometimes it's good to put positive stuff in your head, because some days you need to call back and bring that stuff back into your life to keep you going. And there's one thing I always remember saying, even doing some of the rough, that quitters never win and winners never quit. You hear what I say? Quitters never win and quitters, quitters never quit. Quitters never quit, and quitters never win. Okay, if you are a winner, you won't quit. You'll keep going, doing what you need to do till you do. And another two thing I just say: persistence overcome resistance. That means if you keep going, regardless of how challenging something may seem to be, you keep working through it and keep allowing it and do not allow it to deter you, especially if you feel this, if you feel that you're right and what you're doing is right, then you owe it to yourself to keep going. There's something about the universe that when you keep persisting on something, the universe will give it to you. Sometimes I think the universe want to know how bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want to have this thing? So let's see if you got the persistence to push through and stay in tune and work like that and make it happen. So we thank you, beloved Father, for having that persistence. So that's why it is so important, beloved ones, that what you put in your subconscious mind, because it's a reserve tank. And sometimes when you need stuff, your subconscious mind will pull it up and give you what you need. And I surely need the encouragement, and I needed to have those, you know, mottos that I remember back in the head, along with my friends who have been encouraging me and pushing me on and telling me to go, go, go. So I'm grateful. You know, I haven't been on the air now for about 2 years, and that's the reason why that didn't happen. Personally, I needed some spiritual growth. I needed to be able to have my spiritual consciousness to connect me completely with my God self. Okay, I needed to catch up in my spiritual growth to the God self that's already there. I'm the one that was not ready. It was not that the God self always there, but from my own humanistical part, there were some things missing in my life, and I needed to be able to connect with that. I needed to be in a spiritual place where I knew that I know that I know, that I really know that I know that I was one with God. And that has been quite a struggle for me, beloved ones, to get to that state to know that I am truly one with God. I'm talking about being from the same spiritual aspect as Jesus when Jesus spoke those words, God and I are one. I now feel that at this juncture in my life that I truly have got that, and I truly have understand it, and I truly will stand on that, and I will give my total existence and my total life to that feeling that I know that I am truly connected with the God within myself, and that I am at that place where I needed to be in order to be able to come to give you what you needed and what, you know, what we needed to be able to do that. Because I take this very serious, because one thing I know that you do not play with spiritual principles, and if you're going to do the spiritual work, you got to do it right, because there's a thing called karma, and I have had enough of it in my life not to want any more bad karma in my life. So I know that I take what I do very, very serious, because there's someone out there that I know that I am activating, and someone I know that I am linking into today mentally that's going to take me literally for what I've said. And it's my responsibility to be able to give to you that which I feel is the highest good, and that which I feel that Spirit has given to me. So I always try to, when I'm doing this kind of work, I always try to get my own ego out of the way. And one of the things I do, even when I'm writing and preparing for these lectures, I say, God, all of you, none of me, none of me. Because I do not want my humanistical self to get involved in the spiritual work that I need to do and the things that I need to give to you. That is utterly important to me, okay? So I take this very, very serious. I take doing my spiritual work as serious as I take getting my next breath of air and getting my next glass of water that keeps me alive. I know that this is real, and I know what I'm doing, and I know what I have to do. Well, you know what? I want to just wish each one of you a happy and prosperous and God-filled year. Some of you are having connected with for, you know, over a year. Now, some of you have, that are even friends that I have not talked to this year, but I just want to let you know that this is going to be a year like none other. You know why? Because we're going to raise above the things that we thought were impossible, the things that we, that was blocking us and 2016 and back. We are no longer allowed those things to do, because we're going to raise above those things, because we are now going to get in connection with to who we are and take control of ourselves, because we have the power to make the difference and make the change in our lives. So I want to just be grateful for that. And, you know, for you, beloved ones, I see a lot of possibilities going on for people today. I see miracles. I see prosperity. I see that all around each one of you. Everybody that's on the phone, I see that happening for you. I'm praying for that to happen for you, that this year would be the year that you will see miracles in your life that you never see, that you will allow prosperity to flow through you that had never flown through you before. And I know that it's out. God's opulence is waiting for you, and you have to accept. And once you really truly understand who and whom you are and why you're here, you'll have a better perspective of how to draw these things into your life. So I'm just giving power to that and having God to allow that to come into your life. See, one thing I want you to understand, beloved one, God and only God is the power in the universe. There is no other force in the universe other than God and, of course, the angels and the archangels that he assists to do in his work. Don't buy into the hype about anything else out there, any dark entities that's out there that people are talking about having power. They have absolutely no power over you unless you give it to them. And if you want to surrender your power, you can do that. That's up to you. So I want you to, this year, I want you to stay, let your mind, your heart, and your spirit stay focused on God. I want you to really to focus on God even with all the changes going on today. And I want you to stay focused on God, not on Donald Trump, okay, because that's a whole nother deal in itself. But you know what? That's not even for us to try to figure out, because there's something happening on that's even more spiritual than we can see it. The universal God force that regulates the whole universe and know what he's doing has brought this thing together, and there's no coincidence that this guy is in the position that he's in. Okay, maybe we didn't feel that he deserved to be there, but God apparently felt that he deserved to be there and that he had something that he wants him to do for the healing of the planet, the healing of the world. I've even begun to see that happen as of yesterday. There were millions and millions and millions of beautiful female spirits out there standing up and standing tall and declaring their victory and saying, hey, we ain't going to take it no more. We're good. We're not going to do this no more. So I think that's beautiful that people are standing up. I think it's beautiful people make their voice heard. They feel connected, and they want to make a difference in the planet. Okay? So I understand that. I have done my marching, and I've done my set-ins as well, you know? But this, at this juncture in my life, I think it's very important that goes on, and hopefully there's people that carry on with that tradition and do what it is. But I want to do it a little bit different this time. I want to go to the spirit level, because we need to do that, because there's more power in the spirit than even in showing of the other kind of forces. So we want to do that, you know? Each one of you if came here with contracts and things that you need to do. So each one of you need to at this time begin to fulfill your contracts, okay? And I will explain that a little bit later in the show, because that's going to get a little bit more in depth about where I'm going and what I'm talking about in the show. But that's very important, because you have made some contracts with some people and with the universal God force to do certain things when you get here, and you're not doing them. And if you're not doing them, then we need to talk about it, and we will discuss that a little bit later on, okay? But again, I just want to thank you for, you know, allowing me to take part of your evening and being here for you. Most of you are aware at this particular time that the Holistic Medicine Show is a metaphysical and New Age ministry. Okay, and that's what we are. We don't differentiate from that, and we don't allow anyone to pull us from that. That's what we're standing on. That's what we are doing. And I understand that this teaching is not for everyone, and I'm not upset with that, and I'm not upset with anyone who don't understand that or may have a misconception about that, because there are spirits of us who are on the path, who are growing, and those are the beings, the spirits that I would love to work with and love to do. I am open to anyone who is ready to do and to come forward, but people who are moving in that path of understanding their spiritual consciousness is actually the folks that really, really, that I'm feeling that energy going toward. So I say thank you for allowing yourself to be part of that, and I thank you for all that you allow to be and all the energy that you allow to be. I am just totally, totally grateful for you and everything that you need to do and need to be. So I am well aware of that. So I am grateful for you, and I'm thankful for you, and I believe that God is here to guide you and to teach you and to show you exactly what you need to do. Okay? So we're going to go right along and move on with the show. So I'm just asking you to listen with an open mind, open heart, open spirit, and allow the spirit to control your intellect for just a few minutes, okay? Just allow spirit to come in, and you pick up what you need from this show and make it part of what it is that you feel that you need to collect in for yourself. And spirit will let you know what you need to do and what you need to bring forth. So we say thank you for that. This may be, you know, there may be some of you out there who are already on the spiritual conscious, and I'm well aware of that, and you are moving toward and you just want to know more. Okay, but like I said earlier, there are no incidents or accidents. You are all here because divine direction today. Your spirit has led you to tune in to the program. This program is not about me, that's for sure. The program is not about me, but I am interested in the building the online spiritual community and spiritual revolution. I am interested in a spiritual revolution because it's time that we wake up and understand who and whom we are. We can no longer allow ourselves to stay asleep because the world needs us. It needs light workers. It needs the people who understand and people who know what they need to know. So we say thank you, God, for waking us up at this time. So we need to really get forward and get started in doing this. And this show is definitely not about me, because I'm interested in building a spiritual community and starting a spiritual revolution. And that had, you know, hey, it ain't about me. I'm just a vessel, guys. I am just a vessel being used by God, and that's all I want to be. And it ain't about no ego, about James, Minister James doing anything. It's about the God in me that's working and allowing it to come through. That's what I want. I want it to be the God inside of me that makes that work, okay? So now, we're going to get started with today's show because it's very, very important. Who am I and why am I here on planet Earth now? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How many times have you asked yourself that question or had that conversation with yourself? Who am I? And what am I doing here on this crazy planet with all this stuff going on? You know, it's really crazy, and I don't need to even be here to be around all of this craziness, okay? But you're here, and guess what? You're here for a reason. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about why you showed up and why it's necessary that you showed up and what's going on. So we're going to keep on moving so we have more understanding of what's going on. So before, you know, before you do your work and before you move forward, you know, I want you to understand that you have committed to do this. You have showed up now because this is what you wanted to do. Now, did nobody force you to come to planet Earth? You decided to do this. So, hey, deal with it and let's understand why you did it. But first, let me share a few scriptures with you. I always like to share scriptures. Today, I'm going to share a scripture from you from John 10, verse 36, and also from the Old Testament, Genesis 82, verse 5 through 7. Okay. First of all, let's do John 10:3-36. And it reads as thus: the Father and I are one. Once again, the people picked up the stones to kill him. And Jesus said, at my Father's directions, I have done many good works. For which one are you going to stone me? Can you just imagine, you know, that you're doing good stuff and you're helping people to see that never saw, helping people to walk that's lame, and you've been feeding the hungry and you doing all the wonderful things, and then someone talking about they're going to stone you, okay? And Jesus had to answer, well, what are you going to stone me for? You know, to me, this is crazy because, hey, the only thing I've been doing is doing good works with you. But then they replied, said, we stone you not for the good works, but for the blasphemy. You claim to be, you are a man, but you claim to be God. And Jesus replied, is it not written in your scriptures that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say you are gods, And you know that the scripture cannot be alternated. So if the people who receive God's message call God, why do you want to stone me because I call myself the Son of God? What is up with that? You know, that's if God is already great, I'm saying I'm the Son of God, and you still want to say it's blasphemy and you want to stone and kill me, okay? So that's that. Now, when I read that at first, because I didn't even know about this other part, I didn't know about where it was saying in the Old Testament about what was going on with that statement that Jesus made. So in Psalms 82, verse 5 through 6, Jesus explained exactly what he was saying. He said, but those oppressors, nothing. They are so ignorant, I wander about in the darkness while the other world is shaken to the core. I say, ye are gods. And some of you out there still are not convinced, and I understand that. But God, Jesus, you turn it twice. Ye are God. This is in the Old Testament, and that's why Jesus was talking about why are you based on that, because it has already been written in the Old Testament, supposed to have been written thousands of years before Jesus even showed up on the planet. But still, there were some people who were so ignorant and didn't understand what was going on. And so that's the way it was. So he had to go and explain to them that what they were doing was wrong. But I had to, for my own understanding, because I was not aware of Psalms 82, 5, and probably some of you are not aware of that too. So that's why I went. But also, when you go in and read verses in the Bible, you should read a couple of verses, not just the one verse. So I would suggest to all of you who have a Bible or whatever, go back and read it. I'm telling you, I bring you this stuff facts because I want you to go back and do your own research. Don't take my word for it, but I'm telling you, when I'm quoting something about it, you can go read for yourself. And, you know, it ain't those days no more where you have to depend on somebody else to tell you something. You can do it for yourself. So you take the time and knowledge and go and look for yourself. Okay, for you all who still are not convinced based on what you have heard me say so far about you being God, let me just say something. Let me just add a little bit more to that. Let's go to Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let them be dominant over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and all of the earth, and every creeping thing that is there. Okay? God was saying, let us make us in their image, and let them be in charge of everything that move around on the planet. Okay? When humans... The human side of us, when we hear and think about the word image, what we have a tendency to do is think about the reflection of ourselves. You know, your image, you think it reflects what it is that when you got an image of something, then it's a reflection of something that looks like that thing and should be it, so it's a reflection. So when you go look into the mirror, you see in the mirror and you see an image of yourself, okay? You see that image there. And when you look at that image, you're looking at the image of your physical body, okay? Don't get it wrong. Now, let me break it down to you, because the image that you, and when God said, make them in their own image, he didn't say, make them like Murr, make them like Sue, make them like James, make them like someone else, okay? He said, let me make them in our image. Now, and also I want to go back to you. God used the word, ow, let us also in that. So that means that there were other beings there in the same process, okay? And we don't know what that whole thing means, but there were other beings there too, because he said, let's make them in our image, okay? Male and female, okay? This crazy stuff about, you know, men thinking that, you know, God made only man, and, you know, he took the rib out of their side to make a woman from the dirt. I don't even want to say what I think, but that is not a fact, brothers and sisters. Okay, I want you to understand that sisters and women came with the same power that you came, and they came from the same force that you came from. So okay, so let's not get it twisted what it is. So if you're thinking that you're looking in the mirror and you see this beautiful, handsome person, you say, "Oh, this is what God is." No, you're wrong. That's only your physical body. And your parents are the ones who gave you your physical body, beloved one. Your parents gave you the aspects of all your physical looks, came from the two parents that allowed you to come. In other words, those who donated the egg are the ones that you look like, or the ones and you can go down from generation to generation. So your physical look is in your DNA from the past of your parents and through your parents. See, beloved one, when God is a spirit, and when you want to see God, you will not see God with the human eye. At least that's for most of us. Now, I'm not saying some people may be gifted out there and they can see something that other people couldn't see. So I'm not going to say that, but I said the majority of us cannot see God with our human eye. That we have to go deep inside of our physical being in order to be able to see God and to have that reflection of God. Okay, and because God is a soul and God is composed of the same DNA that you and I are. We came from the same spiritual of God. The DNA that's in God is the same DNA that's in each one of us. Okay, you see, dear ones, you truly are an individual expression of God. You are an individual expression of God because God's DNA is inside of you. So if God's DNA is inside of you, how can you not be but an expression of God? In other words, I'm going to make it even a little bit plainer for some of you. You are gods and goddesses, okay? And God designed it that way. So you need to truly begin to understand your power and begin to live with that understanding of who you are. The spirit of the living God lives in your temple. Your body, your human body is the temple that God has used to surround you with in order to allow your spirit to come to the planet Earth. So, you know what? You need to take care of that temple, too. Because when you let that temple become defiled, you are opening yourself up to all kinds of things that happen to your spirit. So, it is truly a spirit and body connection that you need to be able to do that. So you have to take care of your body and make sure your body is starting to being in the right way, okay? So you really, really, and once you get to that point and understand that God lives in you, that's when the shift starts. That's when you come into the understanding of who you are. That's when you begin to move and say, oh, okay, now I see plainly what I'm doing and who I am and why I am here. Beloved ones, you are royalty. You understand what I'm saying? You are royalty, and you have the ability to control your destiny. Yes, you do. You don't need to depend on no other mankind to do your fulfill your destiny. You can do this, because God gave you the power to do that. And so I'm telling you right now that you, each one of you out there listening, can have the ability. As Jesus said, God and I are one. Well, guess what? You and God are one also. So it's good, and all is good because all the good that you have done, all the good that you are going to do, is going to be done by God. Let me explain something to you, brothers and sisters. Every thought, every breath, every step that you take is God in action. Okay, you and that ego of you, whoever you think you are, John Murray Sue, that you controlling something? No, it is the God in you that are taking control and allowing it to happen, allowing it to show up in your life in the way that it does. Okay, so, you know, that's what you are. That's who you are. You are gods and goddesses. So there you have a clear understanding of who you are, and you are royalty. So you have the ability to be able to do what you need to do in order to do what you need to do. And so stand up, let your life be a light, and begin to do things to help make the planet better. So let's just talk a little bit about why you're here, okay? So we understand who you are, why you're here. You know, when you came into this physical earth plane, you had to take on a physical body. Why? Because the earth plane has low density and has low frequency, and the spirit would not live in this low frequency and low density. So you had to take on a body, physical body. As I showed you before, you chose your parents. Your parents didn't choose you, okay? You chose your parents. And you know why you chose your parents? Because of all the things that you needed to do to get started. Your parents gave you the physical body of what you needed to do, whether you came here as a Chinese person, whether you came an Indian person, whether you came a Caucasian person, whether you came a Mexican-American, a Mexican person, African-American, Caucasian person. It's your parents who allowed that opportunity to come, and you chose those bodies based on what you needed in this lifetime, okay? That's why you chose that. So, and also, your parents were able to set you up with the spiritual experiences you needed for your life. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you came into a family where there were some things that were not very pretty, there was some abuse going on, there was some things, you were in poverty, you know, you were poor, you were in a situation that was really bad, those things are the things that you chose to work on yourself for. And so they allowed, put yourself in those situations, allow you to come in those positions so you can work. You ended up in a shelter, or you ended up in a home, you ended up somewhere. That was what your parents allowed. They the ones that set that up for you from the start. And once they set it up now, it's responsible for you to take over and move forward, okay? But your parents did set you up for that, okay? So I guess now, by now, most of you realize and believe that I do believe in reincarnation. And there is no such thing as death, beloved one. There is no such thing as death. And I can tell you that personally because I had what they call a near-death experience. And there's a whole lot to the process of what we call dying. It don't happen, okay? It don't happen. So live your life knowing that there's more to come when you leave the planet. And probably a whole lot more than what you're experiencing here, okay? So don't be focused on what you need to do here. Don't be focused on dying. Focus on living and doing what you need to do, because death will take yourself, and you're going to be in a place that's going to be even higher than what you are here. So, you know, many of you have had many, many incarnations, I said. And the reason that we keep incarnating and coming back, because we're trying to reach that state of consciousness for ascension. In order to get off the planet, you have to ascend yourself. You have to go through the ascension. And you have to, meaning that you have now worked through all the layers of what you needed to do in the spirit. Now you're ready to go back to the Godhead. You're ready to go back to that, to being with that one source, with the universe of God force. And if you came back to planet Earth at that time because you chose to come back and you want to come back to do some specific work, that would be the only reason that you would come back, okay? Other than that, there was no need for you to come back to the planet. Now, you know what? Many of us have heard many theories about how humans ended up on the planet. And I know that you have, because I've heard quite a few of them too. I heard people say, hey, human beings started in the ocean. Okay, and they came up like a fish, and that's how they ended up here on the planet. Some people say that we were created by a lower animal homeostasis form, such as an ape or a monkey. Okay, that's how they say it. We started walking up straight because we learned from the primates, animals and monkeys. Then there's some of us who said that we were left here by alien civilizations. Okay, some said that we were left here chronically years ago to come to harvest the planet, to work the planet, actually to be slaves on the planet, and that the aliens would come and do what they needed to do, and we were to help to supply the aliens in their process of what it is that they needed to do for themselves, okay? But me personally, and you can take your own choice out of these things, I believe in the creation of man through God. I believe that God created us and created us to come and allowed us to come into the planet. Now, I am not a believer so much of the Adam and Eve story, okay? That don't really turn, it really does nothing for me. I personally think it was an allegoric situation. I think that it has a whole other meaning, and I'm going to do a show on just the Adam and Eve story because I know that it has more than just what it's saying. You see, one of the real big challenges with the Adam and Eve story is that it's supposed to have started 7,000 years ago. Okay, 7,000 years ago, the Adam and Eve story had probably started. But they have found human remains that are 175,000 years old. So that's a conflict. 7,000 versus 175,000. Okay, guys, give me a break. I mean, you don't need to be rocket scientists to tell you that something is right with that, not right with that, if they found that and they know that that's going on. So, you know what, I'm noticing the charge in my battery, on my cell battery, is going down, so I sure wish I had a charger, had my charger here so I could figure out what I thought I had it with me, but I'm not quite sure where it is. I know it's somewhere in the house here, and I may have to take a brief moment of will to go and get it just in case if the computer seems to go down. Okay, because I want to finish up. We don't have long to go, but we want to at least try to get through this, okay? So, as I told you, you chose your parents, and you have experience, and based on those experiences, why you incarnate, and you want to come here so you can work through situations. But not only did you choose your parents, beloved one, you made contracts with other souls, other beings that you agreed to do work with, that both of you agreed that you would come here and help each other and help each other get through life and help give each other lessons in which they need. So that's important that you made contracts, and you need to make that, I want to make that very clear to you, that you made contracts with other beings to come here and to be on the planet. So I say thank you. Anyone who is in your life now, anyone who is in your life in another part of your life, are spirits that was meant to be there. Those people were meant to be in your life. In other words, everything is in divine order, beloved one. Even whoever showed up in your life was in divine order because you made contact with those people that showed up. So when you see things going on, you know that it's very important to be able to plug in, to be able to do what's needed to be done. And so it's very, very important that you understand that you made contracts and that you made deals with other beings in order to be able to do your work while you were here. So I am just grateful that you have a full understanding of that and knowing what you need to do. So these relationships, regardless of how challenging they may seem to be or how challenging they are, we know that you chose them and you decided to keep them and decided to have them to be part of what you needed to do. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to have those relationships, allowing us to be able to be where we need to be, allow us to be able to have those challenges. And so, you know what, beloved one? The relationships that are most challenging are the ones who give you the most understanding and the most justice and bring you the most lessons in your life. Those are the ones that really help us out to get to the next level. So we say thank you for those lessons. So I tell you what, the next time, don't be upset with the spiritual people who have come into your life. The next time that you feel ill about someone who is in your life, you know what? I say, and they have done you something you feel is wrong, I say, forgive them all. Be grateful and be grateful for the experience. Because, you know, do you understand also how painful it may have been for that other person who had to come to teach you the lesson? Do you know how that could have been a problem for them as well? They had to come to teach you a lesson. They came in to teach you lessons. So we say thank you for allowing those experiences. Thank you for allowing us to have those experiences with those beings that have done and embraced with you. And one thing as human beings, what we have a tendency to do in our life, and people come into your life for three reasons. They come in for a reason, they come in for a season, or they come in for a lifetime. So learn to give people space where they need in order to be able to grow, okay, and what they need to do. Because, hey, you should embrace and learn from every moment that you are with these beings who are in your life, because they're here to teach you and to be able to allow you to grow. So we are just grateful that these spirits have taken the time to want to do that and want to show up to help us out. So, and you know what? Even babies that show up, and I will, you know, even the ones that show up for short periods of time are souls who have a purpose. You know, even the babies have purposes, okay? As a matter of fact, those are probably truly old souls, those babies that show up, and they don't have a lot to have to work on. So what they do, they just come, do their work, and leave. So they're a whole lot better off than some of us who have to stick around and go through the whole process. These old souls come in either to teach or either to work on something that they need to refine in order to get ready for their ascension. So they come, get it done, and move on. But they can bring very, very powerful lessons, okay? Very powerful lessons. So, beloved ones, do not get upset with your teachers, okay? It has been a challenging role for them also. And they have gone through a lot just trying to be able to teach you. And you have no idea how much pain you may have put some of your teachers through, okay? So just be grateful that they have showed up into your life, okay? In addition to coming to work out karma and come out to work out situation that you worked on from your previous life, because everything you do in this life, you're held accountable for it. So if you, let's say for instance, that they say of today, the American Indians, a lot of them who are on the reservation there, and a lot of them who are going through a lot of things, were actually the soldiers who put them on the reservations. Okay? So a lot of situations we see that we don't clearly understand, these situations are there because people are working out karma. So that's why Jesus said, don't judge and let God do judging, because you don't know the situation. You don't know what the agreements were. You don't know why these people are living in the conditions that they're living into. Because who knows who did what in a previous life? So you got to pay your karma, beloved one, before you can ascend. You got to pay for the things that you've done. So that's why the universal gospels have given us opportunity to come until we get it right. And some of us may have come thousands of times, you know, and some of them may not have come, you know, only a few hundred times, and, you know, and they're able to get it, they don't have to do. But there's a lot of us have to come many times to be able to move forth to get do what we need to do. Now, in addition to your own individual journey, your own individual life, your own individual, you have a bigger journey as well. You came here in addition to working on your own stuff. You came here to help serve humanity. You came here to help break the planet a better place. That's why the God Force gave each one of us a gift and a talent in order to be able to use to enhance and make the world better. So when you do not fill your contract and use your gift, you cause unbalance in the planet, because we are all connected and we are all working together and we all have to come together in order to be able to do it. So you came to serve humanity as well. And being able to help and to serve and to use your talents to make the planet a better place is very, very important. And that's why a lot of people continually have to reincarnate, because they don't do the work. They don't fulfill that kind. There's many of light workers out here. I know a lot of people who are talented. I know a lot of teachers, a lot of people who are ministers who have the talent to be able to bring forth and to give to the universe, and they don't do nothing. No thing. Okay, they don't stand up, they don't bring forth, they don't let their light shine, but they have a talent. Why are they sitting back and not letting the talent? Because the planet needs them. The planet needs the light that these beings that who are here, they came here as light workers. So if they step up and do their part, it's going to make the planet a much better place. And so you may wonder, you know, why is the planet so dark? Well, hey, guess what? I understand why the planet is so dark, because we are not stepping up and stepping out and carrying out our contracts. So something is missing. We are not doing what we need to do. So it's, you know, you affect someone else. All of us have a ability of activating someone else. Me having this lecture today, conversation, someone may get inspired and change their lives. And someone may be the person that only I could connect to, or you can connect to, in order to make a difference in their life. So, beloved one, step up. Step up to the planet. The world needs you more than ever before. We need you. And you know what? I pray that God will wake you up, shake you up, until you come to your senses, and that you begin to take part and take care of your contracts, okay? You know, take your contracts. So you're here as gods and goddesses. So you came here because the planet needed your life. You needed to help. You came also to work on your own stuff, but you too have a part in making a difference and making sure the planet is safe, making sure the planet is doing what they do, make sure everything is working together. Because when you help humanity and help bring about more love and peace on the planet. And the whole thing boils down to love. When you are being more loving and being more concerned and helping and servicing and taking care of people, then you too, that will enhance your ascension. That will make you better off. That will help you to be able to move beyond that next realm and not have to go through all of these ascensions and coming back through all these crazy human conditions that, you know, that's very frustrating to you to deal with in a human form that you've already, you know, allowed to come into your world, but you keep on doing it. And it sometimes it's come to the fact that we don't step out and do what we need to do to serve. So my hat go off when I see people out doing things to help the homeless, to help the poor, to help the, you know, the veterans, to help all those people. And even myself personally, I was just saying to myself not too long ago, you got to do more to serve. You got to do more to help. Because I understand that we are all connected and we all have to be able to be in the right place to be able to bring about the right changes. So we all have to step up. And I'm just asking you, beloved ones, as talented as you are and as gifted as you are, step up. Step up. The world needs your light, especially with all the carnage going on today. The world needs your light. And you know what? We can take back control of the energy that's on the planet. We can help raise the frequency when those gifted light workers and ministers and teachers that are here step up and doing the work. If everybody stepped up, I'm telling you, the planet would change and shift almost instantaneously. We would see poverty almost gone. We would see people being ill as it's gone. We will see less wars and less problems on the planet when we decide to do that. So that's very, very important that we step up and do what we need to do. It's important because it brings a total change on the planet. Okay? So I think we have had a really great show today. We talked about things, and I'm grateful that the show went as smooth as it did. Maybe a little rups and bumps here. I forgot my charger. That was like, whoa, okay. But we made it through. And thank you, Spirit. Spiritual helpers are around all the time, everywhere, to see that we do. So I got that resolved as well. So, but before I go, okay, before I go, I just want to take time thanking you for showing up. You know, I realize that you could have been somewhere else. You could have been doing something else, but you showed up to get what you needed as a spirit. And like I said, if they accidentally you showed up, because it is divine reason and purposes for you to show up to do what you needed to do. So we will continue to do what we need to do. We will continue to bring light to the planet. So, you know, we will do that. So when you join next week, do me a favor. Tell five other people about the show. You know, because not only there's some people who would not listen to the show right now, and I understand that. But the shows are archived, so they can go back in. So just tell someone about the show that they can go in and listen at a later date so they can hear and they can have understand how this lesson, because Spirit really kind of came through today in a really magnificent way to give us some insight and wisdom of what we need to do and who we really are. And like I said to you, it ain't about me, it's about Spirit, the God in me that allows me to be able to open my mouth and to say what I say, you know, because of me, James, Minister James, don't have that kind of mental understanding, mental intellect, but the God in me has that, and he is the one that allows that to come through. And I say thank you for that. So bring back some friends next week. And let's continue this thing, because you know what? It is a spiritual revolution. So in order for the revolution to go, we need people to come and show up, and so we can really get this thing going. Because, beloved ones, I'm telling you, there's a spiritual warfare going on, and we have to do our part. Because if you don't, then you know what you're going to do. You got most of us out here got children, got grandchildren, got loved ones, and so you need to take responsibility to do your part. So show up, do your part, and do what you do. Next week is going to be a really exciting show, and I really hope that a lot of you do. The name of the show is going to be Health, Happiness, and Prosperity for You. I'm going to repeat that. It's going to be Health, Happiness, and Prosperity for You. And now that you know who you are, you need to know how to navigate through this world so you can have good health, happiness, which also encompasses love. And of course, you need to have the opulence of God, the prosperity. You know, unfortunately, we live in a capitalist society, and we need to have the necessary finances in order to be able to do what we need to do to get to the next level. So we need to do that, okay? We need to do that. And, you know, let's make 2017 something special in our spiritual life. Let's commit to being special in 2017, doing something special that we, when 2017 go off the planet, we will say, hey, we made a difference. Hey, I can see the spiritual growth. I know what I did. I know how far I've come. And guess what? I even helped some people. I even touched somebody's life. I know somebody that if I was not around or I didn't do my part, they wouldn't even be on the planet today. So give faith, because God has given you the talent to do that, beloved ones. So you just really need to do. Also, I'd like for you out there who have not visited my website. It has been revived. And the website is very important, because that's another process of keeping the word out there, getting the word out there, because we are going to take this ministry to a whole nother level. Just hang around and you'll see what's going to happen. But when I'm looking down the road, 2 and 3 years down the road, this is going to be a huge ministry. There's going to be thousands of people coming to get more information. Right now, I'm broadcasting out of beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, and most days it's sunny, bright, and beautiful, and warm. Today we got a little overcast, a little chilly, but that's okay. That's good, too. But that's what we've broadcasted now. And at some point in the process, I would be actually establishing a ministry in Sedona, and we will be doing a lot of the broadcasting and stuff from Sedona, Arizona. That is where the permanent home of the Holistic Ministry will be. Okay, so everything is being put in place now for that to happen. We actually already have a physical address there, but we're going to be bringing forth that energy to do. There's something special about Sedona that has a special calling to me and to do the spiritual work. So when you visit the website, there's a place where you can leave a comment. You can tell me about what you heard, what you said. You say, Minister, hey, that's bull crap what you're talking about. Or, Minister, hey, I love that. That was wonderful. That was good. Whatever you want to say, I'm open and receptive. I ain't going to take none of it personal, okay? So you can leave what you say. But hopefully keep it clean, keep it positive, and just tell me how you feel. Because everything you tell me, that feedback. Hey, Minister, you know what? You talk so fast. Minister, you do this, you do that. Whatever it is that you need to do to help about the improvement. So I'm not going to get upset with you. I'm going to show nothing but love for you, okay? And also, if you choose and if you feel fit to do it, or that's what you want to do, you can also make a financial donation on the site in order to help us to build this ministry, okay? But one thing you can guarantee, beloved one, that is that I will never demand or beg you for donations, okay? That ain't happening. Because you know what? It's a real turnoff to me as well. So that's not going to happen. So let your heart be your guide. This show will continue to grow regardless of what you do at all. Because I know that God is orchestrating and allowing this show to go forward. Okay? I also am going to start a midweek meditation and prayer session as well. It's probably going to be on Wednesday night. So I will give you more information about that as we go on. So let's just pray our way out tonight and give grace and gratitude for God for allowing us to have this moment to share together. So thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Present, Mother, Father, God, the mighty I Am Present, this host and the hostess of the archangels, all the divine ones, Saint Germain, the beloved cosmic Christ, Lord Michael, Metron, all the Ariel, all the ascended archangels, and all the ones who have been watching over us and guiding and showing and allowing us to learn more, share more, and be more. I thank you for using me. I thank you for seeing me worthy of being a vessel in order to let your spirit flow through me. So I open myself up for more of the energy to flow through me, to become just a pure channel for spirit to flow through and to be able to give to the universe and to be able to give to those who need. So let it come, the divine spirit. Let it flow. And I pray special prayer for all my beloved listeners out there today, that their lives have been touched and that they see something special may have happened to them today in this ministry and this conversation that they see where they can do. Allow them to stand up and let their light shine. Give them wisdom and knowledge to know that they can make a difference. Together, we can make a difference. You know, hey, one person can make a change, but two or three of us together and 1,000 of us together can totally turn this planet upside down. Beloved Rome. And that's what a spiritual revolution is. That's why I say that I am starting a spiritual revolution, because I want to be able to get to the point where we can bring love and let love come back to the planet, and love will overcome hate, and love will bring what we need to do. I am here to bring love and to bring spiritual awareness to you, beloved ones, and to all those who are listening. So join me next week, same time, same place. Peace and love to you.